Welcome, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited today. I get to sit right next to Nate Abovea, caster for KCNR Sports Friday Night High School Football right now. Right, Nate?
Indeed. Was just up in the beautiful city of Shasta Lake, California last night, and we'll be heading up to Dunsmuir next week. But here on Saturday morning, back in Railroad Avenue here in Reading.
Oh, and, you guys, we are live. We're doing our remote show from North State CrossFit here on Railroad Avenue, and we've got the North State CrossFit, or actually the North State Fittest Games. That's what it's called. You can actually go to northstatefittest.com to find out more. The games are going on right now. The first heat started at 9, and that was for women. It's going strong, and all the athletes that are competing just look so great. We've got the HealthWise Chiropractic booth out here. We're stretching people. We are using the Terminator on them. We're rock taping them. It's just an awesome.
Explain what the Terminator is. That might give a little bit of a misleading effect.
Yeah, so the Terminator is something that I, Dr. Maria, use in my office for working through trigger points, and it's just a deeper type of massage. I don't want to call it a massage because then that gives them the wrong idea as well. It's not anything froofy. Okay. So anyways, we got our live remote show going on today here at North State CrossFit, and, we're just going to have a lot of fun today.
Come on out.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this, in your cars, if you're out on a, Saturday morning drive around Shasta County, be sure to come on down North State CrossFit here on Railroad Avenue.
And there's
follow the trains.
Yes, follow the trains. So we have a lot of trains out. It's big bike weekend this weekend. We are noticing a lot of bikes out. And also we are being catered by Wrapped Foods. We're really excited about that. They have a great menu across the way. Avocado salad. Bowl of fresh fruit and everything like that. So next to us is the Puke Project, thepukeproject.com. Kind of interesting there. A nice take on the CrossFit sport. They're actually selling clothes. It's really cool. So we have so much going on today. I want to start with Kinley. Miss Kinley Grace is sitting next to me, and she's going to be our first interviewee of the day. So how old are you, Kinley?
I'm 12.
Okay, scoot a little bit closer, sweetie. Okay, we've got a little 12-year-old, very strong CrossFitter. Say hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
She is so excited today because she gets to judge the athletes. Oh, you're not judging? Oh, she set up takedown. Okay, which is really important, by the way. You know that, right? You're competing tomorrow, though, right? Tell us about that. What is it? What is the event called?
It's called the Teen Gauntlet, and it's in Sacramento. And it's kind of like the Open for teens. It's like all around the world, and we're all competing tomorrow.
Can you tell us what the Open means? Because I know what it means, but our listeners might not. The people that are just new to CrossFit, they may not know what the Open means. And I'll give them a little bit. So the Open is the beginning of the year sort of competitions. CrossFit headquarters gives out workouts every week for the regular Open. What do they do for the teens?
Well, they make up workouts, and we do competitions throughout the season, and then at the end, they'll choose people that they thought were really good, and they'll go to the games.
Are you serious? You're gonna go, I know you'll make it. Okay, so, but do you mean the games, are they gonna go to regionals in the spring, and also, CrossFit games in the summer?
Well, it's like a kids game, so it's different, and I don't think they have a regionals. It's just like
they go straight into the games in the summer. That is awesome. Well, we've got a minute left. We're going to continue to interview Kinley Grace here when we come back from our first commercial. And we've got so much to talk about. Please stay tuned. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If you have any questions or want to stay on the chat, it's 605-4567. Thanks so much. See you on the other side.
After this, we're back on the flip side. Here from North State CrossFit.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Right.
The rap girl.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. If you're just tuning in, we are at North State CrossFit at the North State Fittest event here off of Railroad Avenue. And I am so lucky today. I'm honored to have the gentleman sitting next to me's presence, and that would be Nate Aborea.
Ooh, perfecto. Your pronunciation is just spot on.
Thank you. I know how to roll an R. I think I've learned how to roll an R living here in California. So anyway, you guys, we're having so much fun here. We've got Wrapped right across from us that's catering this event. Tons of awesome food. We've got the pukeproject.com right next to us selling awesome clothes. We've got Kinley Gray sitting here who's going to finish telling us about her experience with CrossFit. What do you think so far, Nate?
I want to dance. I want to work out. And then after all that's done, I want to walk over to Wrapped and I want to get a bacon wrapped zucchini skewer. That is just killing me right now. I need to figure out a way to attain one of those.
That sounds super good right now. Yes, bacon wrapped anything sounds good.
And then
I
want to hear more Katy Perry.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Savannah. Savannah's like holding down the fort for us over there in the studio today.
I'm here. Yeah.
Hey. She's our lovely bump girl music, getting the music out to us. I want to do a shout out. Reading Republican Women 2013's annual Elegance of Christmas Tea is coming up. The theme this year is a star-spangled event, and it is coming up Sunday, December 8th. All you listeners out there need to get together, get your hostesses, get your tables. It is time to see who's going to sit at your table at this exclusive event. This year, the next time to pick up your hostess packet will be October 14th from 10 to 11, and that will be at Omega Mortgage off of Hilltop. And again, Sunday, December 8th, 2013, starting at noon, is the Reading Republican 2013 Annual Elegance of Christmas Tea, and this year it is at the Wind River Casino and Resort. I will be so excited to see everyone there. So if you have any questions, you can give Tammy Gerhard a call at 530-243-3724. Again, that's for the Reading Republican Women Federated Elegance of Christmas Tea, 243-3724. I don't know if I'm talking loud. I feel like, you know, because we're different here. We're outside. We've got...
You have dance music, you have screaming CrossFitters working out and giving the nice.
Yeah.
You have fans, you have big KCNR fans, you have trains and Harley Davidsons rolling by.
So it's really
gives you a little taste of what I deal with when I'm calling a ball game, actually.
Yes, totally. Exactly. How's football coming along this year?
Football has been fantastic. Again, last night I was up, called the Valley Bowl up in Shasta Lake last night, West Valley winning big. Boys from Cottonwood doing work, and next week though is a real special treat. Actually, one of our
proud supporters of KCNR, one of the biggest advocates of everything we're doing with local talk radio, Kelly Verhoog.
Kelly, son, I love Kelly, and I love Kelly. Her son.
And her son plays eight-man football for Reading Christian, and next week I will be heading up to the quaint mountain village of Dunsmuir, actually, to call a eight-man football game between the Dunsmuir Tigers and the Reading Christian Lions. So Lions and Tigers, we'll see who comes out on top.
Okay, okay.
Stay tuned.
It'll be good. It'll be good. So I have to give a shout-out to Nate here. He is just an amazing young guy. He has just really brought a lot to KCNR. I'm super excited to hear on Friday nights your broadcast. It is so much fun, Nate. I love it. You're a natural. You've just like, I mean, I think you've been doing this since you were 14, so you've got a lot of time under your belt, but oh my gosh, you literally have launched a sports program at KCNR, 1460 AM. Who would have thunk? This young 22-year-old guy.
So this 22-year-old coastal weirdo from Humboldt rolls over the 299 and just acts like he owns the place.
Yeah. Yeah, but,
you know, here I am. I know it's interesting. You talk about the radio upbringing and the origins of being live at an event.
Yes.
This is just like the same principle calling a ball game for me, and actually being able to feel this event, look around us, see the booths, see the massage therapy going on over there, the chiropractic work going on here.
There's rock tape going on. We've got Dakota Montgomery back here in the room. Actually, I think I saw him not only rock taping, but using ultrasound and everything else.
And again, one of my favorite things as a sports broadcaster is being able to paint a picture. And one of my favorite things going on right now for you listening, the tattoos around this place.
Totally.
I swear, the art, the amazing artistry going on people's bodies is absolutely, it's colorful, it's amazing. I want to work out, I want to eat a bacon wrap zucchini skewer, and then I want to get a tattoo.
Okay, and if you've never been to a CrossFit event before, you can actually go to NorthStateCrossFit.com to learn more about CrossFit. But there's a lot of eye candy here, Nate. I'm telling you. I mean, excuse me, Kinley, I know you're 12, but... Come on, let's.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Nate doesn't
know. I haven't noticed any of that.
Nate
the scantily plaid nature of anybody here. I haven't noticed any of it at all. I have my whole mentality focused on this radio broadcast.
Got it, Nate. Okay. Well, so I want to continue with Miss Kinley, 12-year-old CrossFitter. Where are you from, Kinley? Actually, I know where you're from, but let's tell the listeners.
I'm from Redding, California.
And what CrossFit gym do you attend?
North State CrossFit.
Woohoo! Go North State CrossFit! So, Kinley is in an event tomorrow in Sacramento. And what is it called again?
It's called the Teen Gauntlet.
The Teen Gauntlet. Okay, so anyone just thinking about maybe starting fitness program, you're probably thinking, ooh, that sounds scary. But how did you start, Kinley?
I started when my mom started coming and I thought, oh, this seems fun. So I like just started doing it.
Yeah. And you guys, she's awesome sauce. So anyway, what's keeping you going with your, I mean, you're so motivated. You're 12 years old. You're passionate about this. I love it. What's going on?
Well, I just think it's really fun and I love all the energy and the support I get from my gym. So it's.
Oh yeah. Kinley's like, she's a little diva here at North State, CrossFit. So we love it. So. Keep going. Tell us.
Well, my trainers are really awesome. And
who are your trainers?
Shauna, Jed, Krista, and Jonathan.
What? That's like 4-1. No fair. The only one that will talk to me is maybe like Shauna. No, I'm joking.
She's 12 years old and she has 4 trainers.
Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you get to the CrossFit Games in the summer. Now, where's that going to be? I know where it's going to be, but tell our listeners.
It's usually down in like Southern California.
Oh, that's super excited. So what do you think it's going to take to get you there?
I think it's just going to take a lot of hard work and training. Okay. Just like.
Well, I've got 1 minute left. Tell me what your WOD is, which if people don't know what that means, WOD could mean anything. Workout of the day, people. Come on, let's keep it clean.
Okay, well, there's several ones, but the first one's going to be a 10-minute AMRAP of 5 handstand push-ups, 10 pull-ups, and 15 box jumps.
Woohoo! Kinley Grace, thank you so much for coming on to the show with us today, and good luck tomorrow. We look forward to hearing how it happened, because I know you're going this summer, girl. Next summer. I know you'll be there. I'll give you a hug later, okay, babe?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Wow! We've probably got a few seconds left, so that's a lot of work. I'm kind of scared. about that workout. So anyway.
I can do it in my sleep.
Oh, Nate could do
with,
it in
with
his sleep.
With a beer in hand.
Okay, okay.
And a bacon wrap zucchini skewer.
As long as we feed Nate, he'll be okay.
While I'm getting a tattoo.
Okay, so we've got a few seconds left. We will see you on the flip side. Please come on back. If you have anything that you want to chat about, please see us in the chat room. This is 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
It's time to join the revolution. Bastiani Arms is still carrying quality billet AR lower receivers. Rifle season is here, and Bastiani Arms has the Remington 597 rimfire rifles in stock. Or how about the Rock Island Armory 45 caliber 1911 compacts? Looking for handguns? See the SIG 239 40 caliber or the CAR PM9 and CW9, the smallest handgun allowed to conceal in California. Looking to earn your CCW? First Tactical Defense is located inside Bastiani Arms. And instructor Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience. CCW classes and renewals. Women's only CCW classes, NRA courses, or private instruction and hunter's education. The holidays will be here shortly. With a limited supply in the firearms business, now is the time to shop. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Or call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Reading day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Yeah, this is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is KCNR1460.com, and we are streaming live. Also, we are here remote. This is my first remote show over here at North State CrossFit. I'm getting all this north, you know, all mixed up. Yeah, we're in the North State here. That should cover us. We're at the North State Fittest event, and it is so awesome. There's so many athletes just walking around here. In fact, I just saw that this cute little like 3-year-old wearing a superhero t-shirt. He looks like a superhero. Anyway, today we've got these athletes doing some amazing things today. I've got a workout here somewhere. I mean, they're doing burpees. They're doing box jumps. They're doing muscle ups, pull ups, barbell thrusters. It all sounds kind of cray cray. Nate, what do you think?
Cray cray indeed. I also would like to invite everybody to come on down here. We are on Railroad Avenue here in Reading at the North State CrossFit headquarters, and this event's going to be going on for a while. So again, if you're cruising around Shasta County in your car right now, listening to us on 1460 AM, or happen to be at home listening on the computer, feel free to come on down, say hi. We're going to be broadcasting here live for about another little over another half hour, and but the event's going to be going on for a lot longer throughout the day, and definitely come on down.
Yeah,
and
I think
check
it's
us
till
out. It's
five.
Really
I think.
Sight to behold here.
Not only that, Wrapped is here with us catering the event today. Some awesome food, wouldn't you say?
I would say I have already.
Although you're trying to get
it,
some.
Trying to figure out how I am going to attain a
bacon wrapped
zucchini skewer.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds so
just
good.
Just saying it makes me do things that, anyway, I'm gonna.
Okay. Stop. Family Channel. Yeah. Okay. So we also have, honoring us today with her presence, Miss Jennifer Thomas from NorCal Think Pink. She is a board member with NorCal Think Pink, and she just thought she would just stop by and say hi to us. She's new to CrossFit as well, and she's probably going to get stretched today here at the HealthWise Chiropractic booth. And Miss Jennifer Thomas, you have an event coming up, don't you?
We absolutely do. It is going to be this Thursday. We are going to be promoting our 40,000 bags, educational bags about early detection. We're going to spread them out here across the North State in 47 different counties. And it started right here in Northern California. So we're super excited about it. It starts early, early, early in the morning on Thursday at about 6 a.m. at MD Imaging and over at the Churn Creek Post Office. And we'll finish off the evening at the Sundial Bridge, lighting the bridge pink.
Oh, yes, the candle event, right? Is that the candle lighting?
It's the candle lighting. It's the candle lighting as well as we turn the entire bridge pink. And this year, we're actually going to have it lit for a few days. So we're super excited about that.
Okay, so if you're new to Reading, what do you do to get involved with this event? To go get your packet of information and goodie bag, right, over at MD Imaging. How do you get there?
Well, you just come on down. It's like a drive-through situation. So cars just line up, and it's a huge event. We've been doing it now 17 years. We started with 500 educational bags, and we're now up to 40,000.
What?
Yes, and we have an amazing calendar that is, you know, designed by local photographers here in town that we choose photos for, and it's just an amazing calendar and a way to get educational information out about early detection, about breast cancer. And so you just drive through MD Imaging or Churn Creek Post Office. We're there usually from 6 a.m. until bags are gone, which usually is about 8. So you need to come early and get your bag.
Yes, I've actually done that before where they were gone. But it's okay. Everyone needs those, and I'm so glad they were gone. And I'm so glad you guys are doing so much more this year. I can't believe it. I have to say I'm a proud sponsor. I'm, like, so excited that HealthWise Chiropractic gets to be a part of that event. And it's just really important. We're at a fitness event. We know that being proactive and just checking yourself with self breast examination monthly is so important for prevention. And we just want to get the word out. We want to make sure that everybody knows, husbands know that to tell that to their wives, and partners know to tell that to their partner, that this is really, really important. So what do you think about this event so far?
I think it's amazing. I had no idea it was going on today, and there's hundreds of people here, and they're all fit, and they're doing their competition, which is fantastic. CrossFit is so huge, as well as, you know, physical, just being physical and being active is so important for any healthy living lifestyle, for sure.
Yeah, totally. In fact, I got to give a shout out to your son here. He's going to do what after this?
He is taking parkour lessons, so he is my little gymnast, and
he's going to be doing CrossFit soon. I know it. I see it in his eyes.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is right up his alley for sure. Yeah.
What's your name again? Tanner Cutie Pie. You got to go in there and watch one of the competitions because you will fall in love with it. How old are you? Oh yeah. Perfect. I just interviewed a 12-year-old, and she's competing tomorrow at a competition in Sacramento.
That's awesome. It makes me a little nervous, yeah. But he is amazing, and he is my gymnast. He has done competition gymnastics for over a year, and, you know, it first started with him running up a tree doing backflips off of it and scared me to death, but he is my athlete.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. When we come back, we're going to get some more words from Jennifer Thomas about NorCal Think Pink event this year. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Attention North State homeowners. Are your utility bills too high? Do you wish there was another option? There is. The Powerhouse Advantage program can instantly reduce your electric bill by as much as 20%. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Powerhouse Solar is now installing a state-of-the-art SunPower solar system with no upfront costs, nothing to buy, no maintenance fees, no installation fees. System design, permits, installation, and maintenance are all included. We handle everything for you. There's never been a better time to make the switch to solar. Call today and receive a free custom solar home analysis. To find out more information, call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600. Don't wait for those high summer utility bills. Start saving money and upgrade your home to solar today. Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. Or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
I don't know, who's this girl? Is it me? Is it Jennifer? Is it all these amazing women here at the North State Fittest event that are on fire today? I mean, they are on fire. They're working out hard. They're having fun. What do you think, Nate? It's not you.
One thing I have very much enjoyed, obviously we got to watch a little bit of the opening heats and some of the opening events back around 9 a.m. here this morning. But since then, obviously, we're now set up outside of the event so we can hear everything going on in there. So one of the funnest things for me to do is watch someone go in for their event.
Yeah.
I don't see what goes on in there, and then they come out.
And they look like this young lady in front of us, or she's
rethinking the whole CrossFit thing, but...
Number 38, what's your name?
Number 38, what is your name?
Mikayla, what gym are you from? CrossFit Reading, woohoo! Across the way, alright. Yeah, I remember you from last year. Yes, alright girls, so how'd you do? You did good, okay. You won your heat. I would say that's good, people. What do you think?
She's a winner. I think she had the eye of the tiger, and she's
she did.
Let everyone
she's
hear
on
her
fire
more.
Today.
Yeah, this whole Katy Perry thing's just taking over my brain.
Totally.
I can't help it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Nate. I know. Okay, so last words, Miss Jennifer Thomas from NorCal Think Pink. She is a board member. She's here to say hi and tell us about the event. So I'm super excited. Go ahead and tell us the day again.
All right, so it's this Thursday, October 17th, and it starts at 6 a.m. at MD Imaging in Churn Creek Post Office, and we'll end the day at the Sundial Bridge, which is both are free events, so just come on down, drive through, get your educational bags, and end your evening by turning our beautiful Sundial Bridge pink, and there's lots of live music and events and good stuff going on, so super.
That's awesome, and so even if you're just like, maybe it's not for you. Maybe you just want to think about someone else and you're like, gosh, somebody really needs some great information and they need a little gift bag full of fun stuff. Go grab one for them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, grab one for them. Bring it to work. Bring it to your school. Bring it to wherever you're at and just say, hey, here's a gift, because it is a gift to get that information, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's really important. I think we all have family and friends and loved ones that have been affected by a disease, whether it's cancer, whether it's diabetes, whether it's, you know, there's all kinds of things out there. But education is key. And when you know and you have the information available to you, it's super important. Early detection is just key.
And you gave me a statistic earlier that we're going to end with today that I want everyone to hear.
Absolutely. You know, when breast cancer is detected early, there is a 98% cure rate, which is, I mean, phenomenal. In this day and age, there's so much treatment, so many options, so many things, but when you catch it early, and most of the time it's by early self-detection on yourself and doing your mammograms and, you know, following up with the provider, it's just key.
Thank you so much, Jennifer and Tanner. Have fun today, buddy. I know you will. Thank you so much, guys. Yes, early detection is the key, and just, you know, not just for women, but men too. And, you know, we've got athletes here that are supporting Team Taylor as well, a young teen here in the local area that has cancer. And you can go to, let me see, what event do they have? Facebook somewhere. I'll get it here in a second, where it's called Wings of Angels is the group, and you can find them on Facebook. They're actually doing something for three teens that have gotten cancer. So anyway, Nate, where are you at? How are you feeling, buddy?
Well,
tell me, talk to me, bro.
So the latest thing is the bandanas of this event. The,
okay. 'Cause
there's actually a lot of bikers are showing. This is the, you know, the big,
it's big bike weekend.
The big bike weekend.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of bikers. It's actually beautiful. And again, if you're listening to this, you're on KCNR on your AM radio dial or online with our live stream at KCNR1460.com. Come on down. The event's going to be going on all the way till 5 o'clock here at North State CrossFit. We're live on air for another, about 25 minutes or so, but, again, this thing going on all day. Come on down, check it out. There's already well over, I'd say about 150 people already here right now. It's only 10:35 in the a.m. And just the crowd is growing.
It's 10:35, but all these, this amount of people were here for several hours already. I mean, they take this seriously, their CrossFit and their CrossFit competitions.
Well, this is a big deal. Actually, the fact that when I told some people about this, people back in, on the Humboldt Coast, people back down in the Bay Area had knew about this event, and people are coming from all over the state of California, from Southern Oregon, from Western Nevada to come out and be a part of this.
Oh my gosh. And not only that, we've got about 5 or 6 gyms here locally. And I would say we have a presence from all of them. Not only North State CrossFit, CrossFit 530, Jefferson State. We've got Reading CrossFit here. And there's also, Anderson River CrossFit. Man, I think I just named off a bunch that just got some shout out.
Some free pub. I'm getting into this new thing of shortening words.
Oh, yeah.
I normally, as a college graduate and a journalism major, I like to complete words.
And
shout out
is so old, though.
Pub,
yeah.
I gotta give some pub.
Yeah.
To the person. Not publicity.
No.
You gotta give some pub.
No, they gotta pay for publicity.
Yeah, publicity is a way bigger word. You gotta pay for that. Pub you get for free.
Yeah, so I have to make a PSA right now. Public service announcement.
Is that what PSA stands
for? Something like that, right? Okay.
There's a lot of different ways I could go with that.
Yeah, we could, but, big bike weekend driving by. Okay. There's a sign in the bathroom here at North State CrossFit. Please take your nerve turds outside at the outhouse.
Nerve turds.
Wouldn't you say it like you get, I've already worked with a few athletes this morning. They get nervous, buddy. They get really nervous before these competitions, and I would too if I was them. They're doing really good though. Yeah, thanks, Nate. Okay. We took that one to the next level, didn't we? Sorry. Okay, so.
Yeah, they put up the sign. They placed it in our minds already.
I know. Why did they do that?
Well, that was their fault.
So we need to get someone over here from Wrapped at some point. They look really busy over there, but they have some great food going on. Healthwise Chiropractic here. Well, I'm here doing my show right now, but, my awesome sister is here helping with stretching patients. Holly's here from Healthwise Chiropractic, and we are working our Healthwise Chiropractic booth, and we're having lots of fun.
I actually got an adjustment earlier, and my lower back feels phenomenal, feels open, feels free, feels refreshed, and literally, if you guys get down here for this event, again, here at North State CrossFit on Railroad Avenue here in Reading, come on down. It's going to be going on all day, and the Healthwise Chiropractic folks will be here to help you out and loosen you up a little bit.
Oh yeah, we're adjusting, we're stretching, we are rock taping, and we're using
and she has Terminator.
Yeah, it's so funny because that sounds scary, but in my office,
it's actually a very friendly tool.
Everybody loves it. They act like, oh, they think it looks scary. It's this big, you know, tool.
Get on the chiropractic table and let me use the Terminator.
It's a modified jigsaw. That's all it is. That's all it is. And everyone loves it. So it's to work out a lot of the trigger points in your low back and a lot
it
of the muscles.
It terminates back pain.
Exactly. Okay,
see,
so.
I get it.
Let's see. So we've got a lot going on here. Let's see what, it is 10:38 right now. And it sounds like they've got a big event going on inside. They are doing event 2 probably. Oh, event 1 right now still? Oh my gosh. 1 minute to go. So, dumbbell GTOs, 40 burpee box jumps, 30 dumbbells, 30 burpee box jumps. I mean, it's crazy and it just keeps going and going and going. So, again, if you're new to CrossFit, you could go to NorthStateCrossFit.com and get all the information, or the North State Fittest.
What is a burpee box jump?
Oh, no. It's nothing that you can just talk about. You have to do it and see. Okay. I'll show
okay.
you.
Okay.
Well,
show
somebody
me when
will
we go to
you.
Break. You can show me what
this
a burpee box jump is.
This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
I got it. Anyways, it's like no one else can hear this music and we're
No, we
like,
look like fools. It's awesome. We have headphones on. No one else can hear this yeah. wonderful bumper music that
we got,
Savannah's bringing us back.
Thank you so much, Savannah, for getting us some cool bump music.
No one, to paint a picture for you, Savannah, no one else can hear this music and we're here bobbing our heads, dancing around, we're getting out of our chairs, waving our arms around.
That's awesome. I'm enjoying it too. I'm enjoying finding the bumper music because it's just me in the studio.
Thank you so much, Savannah.
It must be so lonely in there without our lively
company.
It is,
but I'm enjoying the show. It's a good show.
No, you're rich, Savannah. Okay, so if you're just tuning in, thank you, Holly. If you're just tuning in, we're at the North State Fittest event here.
Can I read that shirt on the radio?
Wait,
Should I maybe not read that shirt on?
Okay.
I really want to, but Carl might be listening right now.
No, we don't have a dump button here live, but Savannah does. And some of the CrossFit shirts are kind of, like, it could go either way. But I
say
go
for it. They're double entendres. I learned that phrase in college.
Yeah. I say go for it because you know who comes up after our show is Miss Nancy Sutton Pierce, and she talks about things.
Okay,
come on.
He has a shirt. This gentleman, your name is?
Corey Les.
Corey?
Yeah.
Corey has a shirt that says, I'm only here for the snatch. Now the snatch that he's talking about is grasping victory, you know, grabbing the bull by the horns and winning the CrossFit competitions. No, because
Corey,
we're
tell us what a snatch
that
is.
Direction.
Here,
we're gonna
where?
Go that direction.
Where?
The snatch is an Olympic weightlifting move that is basically taking a barbell from ground to overhead in one swift movement. That's what we call the snatch, and we all love the snatch.
I have a great one, I've been told. But I'm not sure. I do need to get some coaching on it sometimes. So, did you already compete today? Are you coaching? Are you judging? What are you doing today, Corey?
I'm just out here for support today to watch my fellow athletes compete. I do plan on competing next year, but you know, CrossFit's all about community, so we all show up to support each other. It's really a wonderful thing, and it's really taking the nation by storm.
You're absolutely right, and Nate's still recovering from my last comments.
This is my recovery,
I mean,
I need a power protein shake now.
I really want to just touch on what Corey said. He's absolutely right. CrossFit is all about community. It's all about supporting each other. You know, we've got like, what, 5 or 6 gyms here? And I guarantee you, everyone is going to just stay and just really support each other, whether they know each other or not. It's just how it is, right?
That is exactly how it is. We all support each other 100%, and it doesn't matter, you know, if you're 20 years old or 70 year old. We can scale down each and every workout. CrossFit's basically made for everybody, and we don't specialize. CrossFit is about not specializing, so it's a well-rounded way to get fit.
Corey, where are you from?
I'm actually from Reading, right here.
Reading, which gym, buddy?
I own my own gym. I have an affiliate, and I'm also a level one trainer. We just started up. We are called CrossFit North Star, not to be confused with
I me. Heard about you. CrossFit North Star, CrossFit North Star, CrossFit North Star. Where are you located?
We are located off of Kissling Road. So basically you can get there from I-5 to Knighton or Airport to Knighton. We're right there across from the airport. You can check us out on Facebook.
This is awesome. Okay, so how many athletes do you have competing today? Do you know?
Today we personally do not have any athletes competing from our gym, but next year we are definitely going to be competing pretty hard. This year we're getting established. We're all getting in excellent shape, so we'll be out here next year competing.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
You heard it here first, folks. Corey's going to have, I don't know, probably like 10, 12, 15 athletes next year. But anyway, this is only the second year of this event anyway, and I'm really happy to hear a small business opening up in town. And you know what? You're going to make it. I know you are, because you're passionate. You have a great attitude, and you have this whole community supporting you, CrossFit community. Thank you so much, Corey. Love the T-shirt from thepukeproject.com.
So I just have to throw this out there. Of all the great athletes I've seen today, walking over there is a young baby girl in a purple shirt, and she is taking what seems to be her first steps as a human being, and she's just going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Running across the parking lot. And moments ago, Maria, she fell flat on her face.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I was fearing the worst. I was expecting a large baby cry.
Yeah.
No, in the spirit of CrossFit,
dude,
she got
totally.
Right back up with a big grin on her face and kept running. She wiped the
natural.
Dirt. She has a little scrape on her hands. She looks about maybe a year and a half, 2 years old, running across the parking lot, tough as ever.
She is a natural CrossFitter, wouldn't you say? Oh, my gosh. I love it. So,
do you have any workouts for 2-year-olds?
Actually, two-year-olds have the best natural organic squat on the face of the earth.
They know how to touch their bum to the floor. It is right. They have the perfect form, and we could learn from them, right, Corey?
That is absolutely correct. In fact, down when I was getting my level one certification, they brought the fact up that if you want to have a perfect air squat, watch any 2-year-old.
Thank you so much, Corey. You are awesome. I look forward to seeing you next year, bud. All right.
And again, come on down. There's still, this event's going to be going on all day. We're on for another about 15 minutes here on KCNR 1460, but here on Railroad Avenue at North State CrossFit. This is such a big event for the fitness community here in Northern California. And, it's real, real special atmosphere, real lively atmosphere developing as we, drift into the afternoon hours, and just a lot going on. A lot of wonderful, new faces showing up here in the last few minutes. And if you're listening, you have time here on a Saturday, come on down Railroad Avenue, North State CrossFit. Come check this event out.
I think we have gotten a lot more people to come since we come on the air.
You and me have brought 15,000 people here. There is just a huge crowd. It is lined up to Mount Lassen already to into this event right now.
I mean, and you know, and really most of the event is because the athletes are here that are going to compete, and they registered days ago. So the people that are coming now are here to support their friends, their family, their community, everyone that's here.
And to support the snatch as well.
Exactly. Okay. All right. And as well, we have Wrapped catering the event today. Oh my gosh. The food looks so good.
Oh, they're just starting to cook it. It's been so deceptive. That sign's been up for so long.
Yeah.
And now they're finally just starting to throw things on the grill. I'm getting the smell, the wafting scents into my nostrils.
Of bacon.
Bacon
wrapped
zucchini skewers.
But not only that, they've got water, they have their brewed tea, they've got steak skewers, chicken skewers. So it's actually amazing.
I want it all.
Yeah, I know, Nate. I know.
Okay,
so
I want to make that clear.
Okay, we've got just a few seconds left, and we're going to come back and have a fun ending to our show. This is KCNR Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Welcome back.
Overwhelmed by that.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. Oh man, we are having so much fun here. I have got like so many people in front of me that just need to come on air and tell us their full story. We need more time. Anyway, so Savannah, thank you so much for an awesome show. We're going to end here with an amazing show. I have to give some free pub to Lance here because thepukeproject.com is right next to us in their tent. Do you want to say hi, Lance?
Hi, Lance.
Okay, I like it. Okay, so tell us about the Puke Project.
First of all, are you a doctor?
Dr. Maria Salas, chiropractor.
Oh, chiropractor. Cool. Could you look at something for me later, maybe?
Sure.
Okay, sweet. The Puke Project is a art-based, basically CrossFit apparel line. We pretty much do what other companies don't, and that's bring a new art element and design graphics to CrossFit apparel.
This is awesome because this is another small business in Reading, and you guys know how I love to support local businesses in Reading. Lance also does some signs and stuff. He's done a sign for me in the past that he forgot about because that was probably like 10 years ago. But anyway, it's totally okay. So Lance Arellano.
Sí.
Perfecto. Your pronunciation today has just been muy, muy bonito.
Sí, blue ribbon. Okay. Anyway.
What are you talking about?
I'm just having fun. Okay. So I wanted to give a shout out to Lance because he's right next to us and he was the one that had the awesome snatch t-shirt. So you can find those here, right? For how long are you going to be here, Lance?
I should be here all day until I'm not here.
Okay, cool. So come on down, find your awesome clothes and t-shirts at thepukeproject.com. Thank you, Lance.
I want to thank Lance for providing me with radio refreshment, which always gets me through any broadcast. It takes me back to baseball season. I normally couldn't get through broadcasts without a nice cold refreshment. So
and
Lance,
I'm actually fine
so
here as well. Thanks, Lance. Okay, so you guys, I have an amazing athlete sitting here next to me, Miss Bernie.
Now she's sitting next to me. Alrighty.
Okay, I gotta really highlight her because she did something really amazing this summer. And what was that? Come on, close.
I competed in the Masters CrossFit Games.
Which is a huge feat. And what did it take you to get there? Because I know it was a lot of hard work, Bernie.
You had to qualify to be in the top 20 in the open. I actually was 21st, but somebody dropped out, so I actually got to compete with about 2 weeks of notice that I didn't know.
Okay, so in those 2 weeks, what did you do to get ready?
Double days. Okay. Worked really hard, but tried not to overstress about it so that I wouldn't be, like, totally blown out before I went.
Yeah, because, first of all, you have to travel down to... Wait, where did you guys have it? In Carson? Okay, so you get a little fatigued with the travel alone, and then you've got to really acclimate yourself and then just get your brain going with the CrossFit WODs, the workouts of the day. What were some of the harder workouts for that competition for you?
Well, for me, normally the running would not be difficult, but I had a knee issue before I left, kind of tore my meniscus a little bit, and
just a little bit.
So I had some knee issues, so jumping rope, the running, box jumps were probably the most difficult. I was more excited about doing the max overhead stuff. The upper body stuff was much better for me.
So if you're just tuning in, we're at the North State Fittest event. I'm interviewing Bernie here. And if you didn't know, you used to coach here locally, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that? Cross country or...
Anderson High School, Cubs. For 17 years. Cubs, yeah, go Cubs. And coach cross country, basketball, track, you name it, I probably have coached.
So that's normally why the running wouldn't have been a problem for you, and that's why I brought it up, because you're a runner, and you are also the mom of the owner here at North State CrossFit, who is?
Krista Jorgensen.
Miss Krista, who just had a baby. She looks amazing. She actually worked out throughout her whole pregnancy. And one of the reasons why I have you on, I'm talking about this, is because I want to show that CrossFit can be for anybody.
That's true. I mean, I'm in the plus 60 age group now. I probably shouldn't say that live, but I'm actually proud of it. I'm proud of it. So my daughter keeps me in good shape, so.
Okay, you know, and I'm super excited for you. Congratulations again. You guys just had a new grandbaby, little Jonathan. And more of a reason to stay healthy, more of a reason to be a good example for health and fitness. And what would you say about that?
It's never too late to get started. I didn't start CrossFit until 3 years ago. I'm 57, and so I say for older women out there or men, it's never too late to get started.
Thank you so much, Bernie. Those were great words. Please come on back. We've got a few minutes left. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back. Oh, are we still live? Anyway, Nate?
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Chester, Reading, the community radio for the North State. You can give us a call at 605-4567 or go online at kcnr1460.com. Currently it is 60 degrees, going to be a high of 72 today, actually 74, and a low of 54. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 73 and a low of 48, and Monday is going to be a high of 73 and a low of 48. And so it's going to be a beautiful week. It's going to be cooling down a little bit more for our fall weather, but it is going to be a beautiful week. And right now you are currently listening to Maria Solis, and they sounded like they were having a wonderful time. But you can listen to KCNR 1460 AM, the community radio for the North State. You can go to kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington, and his weekly radio. Today, President Obama said it's vital the national debt limit be increased.
Damage to America's sterling credit rating wouldn't just cause global markets to go haywire. It would become more expensive for everyone in America to borrow money.
In this week's Republican address, it was House Armed Services Committee Chairman Buck McKeon of California saying politics really isn't about politicians.
It's about building an economy that generates good-paying jobs and real prosperity. It's about making sure there's fairness for everyone under the president's health care law.
It may seem early, but the results of a conservative straw poll for the 2016 presidential election are set to be announced a little later today.
The next presidential election is a full 3 years away, but the 2,000 or so religious and social conservatives attending this conference are casting their straw poll votes and will give us an early glimpse of which candidates they like.